In his ruling, Circuit Judge Daniel Green states that the so-called Grand Compromise map does comply with the state constitution's requirement that congressional districts be, quote, as compact as may be. Jerry Griman, one of the plaintiff's attorneys, disagrees.
There were several districts in the map that were not as compact as may be, including the 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Defense attorneys had argued that it was not possible to meet everyone's expectation of what is or is not a compact congressional district. Griman says they'll appeal to the state Supreme Court, which heard the case last month. Meanwhile, candidates for office are supposed to begin filing to run on February 28th. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.